It wasn't big news, but one of the most envied streaks in pro sports ended earlier this week. After 433 consecutive sellouts, fans did not buy every available ticket to watch the New York Knicks play at their Madison Square Garden home. The end of the streak was inevitable. To be blunt about it, the Knicks are a disappointment, if not an embarrassment, on the court thus far this year. But empty seats for Knicks games also reflect a broader slump in the sports economy. Joining us, as he does most Fridays, is Wall Street Journal sports writer Stefan Fatsis. Stefan, the Knicks sold out every game, just under 20,000 seats for close to a decade. That makes them one of the most successful sports teams of their time. Are there problems at the box office, a bellwether for the industry?
If they're not a direct bellwether, then certainly a metaphorical one. The Knicks were the hottest ticket in New York through the 1990s. They're still the most expensive ticket in the NBA, average price $90. And the main reason for the streak ending is the quality of the team. But there are other economic factors that make the Knicks relevant. The suits that populate Madison Square Garden, the law firms and the brokerage houses, are cutting back. Perks like sports tickets are the first to go. And even successful teams aren't necessarily a draw for this reason. On the same night that the Knicks' streak ended, they still outdrew the Nets across the river in New Jersey by a lot, and the Nets went to the league finals last year.
So how bad is it? Are all sports seeing these kinds of declines?
Not across the board. The National Football League seems pretty much bulletproof at the box office. The rest of the NBA and the National Hockey League are close to last season's averages so far. But if you scan the attendance line in box scores, you can see signs of problems in some markets. In the last few nights, you had less than 12,000 fans for hockey games in North Carolina, Phoenix, Buffalo, Anaheim, less than 11,000 for basketball games in Houston and Denver. Sports, like everything else, boomed in the last 15 years or so. The four major sports leagues added about 23 teams. So you're seeing a lot of the erosion in many of these newer markets. But even the more traditional ones are having problems too. The Philadelphia Flyers in hockey, they're off a few hundred fans per night. And you wouldn't think that's a lot, but this is a hockey mad market, and it's so bad that the Flyers are advertising for season tickets on billboards along Interstate 95.
So what else are these teams doing to combat these declines in attendance?
Well, some teams are ripping out the pricey club seats and replacing them with cheaper regular seats. Others are offering low-priced packages designed to attract families. NHL teams raised the prices of their tickets just 1.3% on average this year, and that's the smallest increase in 9 years. Major League Baseball teams right now are announcing ticket prices for next season, and the New York Yankees, who have the highest prices in baseball, this week they raised their tickets by 7%, but they also added 8 games in which most of the seats in the upper deck will cost just $5.
Now, I suppose the sale of sports teams is another measure of the health of the sports industry. But just recently, the Boston Celtics sold for $360 million, a healthy premium over their valuation. Was that just an aberration?
I think it was. The Celtics are one of the most storied franchises, so they command a premium. Others aren't. The Orlando Magic and the Cleveland Cavaliers in basketball are said to be on the block with few apparent buyers. Hockey's got a very troubled franchise in Buffalo and some other shaky cities, and labor troubles. This is not a good time to be selling a sports team.
One definite trend appears to be the retreat of public companies from the ownership ranks. There were reports this week that AOL Time Warner is considering selling one or more of the three teams it owns in Atlanta.
Yeah, AOL Time Warner has said it is considering selling all non-core assets, and its sports teams are definitely not core assets. At one time, sports looked like a great deal for programming and other reasons. Now it's really tough to justify operating a team when your stock price is plunging.
Thanks, Stefan.
Thank you, John.
Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal joins us most Fridays to talk sports and the business of sports.